What will you be known for? Welcome to Rise Up. Hallelujah. Happy Easter. He is risen. Our gospel passage today, Mark 16, 9 through 15. Mary Magdalene, of whom he had driven seven demons out. Wow. That's what she's known for. Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. Yeah. It's kind of like doubting Thomas. Like, Thomas did a lot of great things, but we focus on the fact that he doubted. You know, the affirmative way to say, believing Thomas. One of my favorite songs to sing is Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. Which is a direct quote of St. Thomas once he touches Jesus in the side. Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. Mary Magdalene. We don't say Mary Magdalene, the one who intimately loved our Lord and at the end of her life gave everything, her whole entire life. Mary Magdalene, who turned a red, an Easter egg red. Like, we don't say those positive things. We often focus on the negative. What do you want to be known for? What will you be known for? Choose that. Embrace that. God has a plan for you. Be bold. Practice magnanimity. Know that God loves you and that God has a plan for you. What will you be known for? Who will you be known for? Let's pray for that grace. Make an impact in people's lives. Make an impact in our church. Be a saint. Amen. Alleluia.